Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, my friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
By nature, men reject the notion of an absolute God. Paul said, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Because of their benighted condition, men choose to believe in any kind of God other than the one true and living God. In this condition, most men believe in a dualistic notion by which they explain good and evil. The popularity of the Star Wars movies proves this in modern times. Most believe there is a force for evil and a force for good. Most in their natural state believe that this good force will triumph over the evil force simply because it is good as they would define it. Some even take delight in equating this good force with the one they call God and the evil force to the one they call Satan. We are quite convinced that Satan is real, that he is presently alive and powerful and going about seeking whom he may devour, along with his own legions of demons bent upon the same purpose. Yet we are equally certain that the one who created Satan to fulfill his own purpose owns him and has him on an unbreakable chain from which he cannot escape. Though Satan is the father of lies and hates the rulership of Almighty God, every action which he takes does but fulfill the purpose of the one who knows the end from the beginning. The Lord uses Satan as a pawn in his purpose of manifesting the glory of Jesus Christ in the redemptive work which he has performed in the behalf of his elect, and the calling out of each one whom he hath ordained unto eternal life. All power in heaven, earth, and hell resides in the hand of him who holds his own sheep there and calls them each by name. We can learn several lessons when we see the wickedness of men put on display. Number one, that men are inherently and innately evil. We should not be shocked when we see atrocities take place, but rather should marvel that God, who is rich in mercy, is pleased to restrain the wickedness of men, lest we should continually and ultimately consume one another. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee. The remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. While it is true that some men are comparatively more evil than others, the fact remains that there is not one shred of righteousness in any man by nature, and each will pursue his own destruction, and that of others unless restrained by the hand of the God of all mercies. For who maketh thee to differ from another? Number two, God cannot be brought into judgment by any of his creation, regardless of how he sees fit to unfold his purpose in the earth. When we declare that God predestines all things that come to pass, there are always those who immediately think that we are accusing God of evil. God cannot be accused of anything by the potsherds of the earth, because we have no grounds from which to bring an accusation. In fact, the Lord would make his glory known in the earth by describing his own actions of the absolute direction of all things. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Number three, the Lord will bring glory to himself, as he causes all things to occur for the benefit of those upon whom his everlasting love is set. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Though it does not seem possible to the natural man, the Lord will yet cause even tragedies and the manifestation of the wickedness of men to bring blessings in the lives of those who are the apple of his eye. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He will give peace that passes understanding to those who are the objects of his affection. And though their hearts may break and their sorrows seem overwhelming, yet he will minister grace and peace to those that are his. Rebels will rail against him, but those of a broken and contrite heart will testify with Job, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Have you been brought to his feet to worship him? He is worthy of all praise and will do according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And there is none that can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou?
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.